And we back, and we back, and we back.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sauna IE. I'm your host, XO. If this is your first time listening, welcome to the show. Welcome in, grab your seat, grab your popcorn, wherever you at. I just want to thank you for taking the time out of your day and coming on and listening to Sauna IE or watching it, wherever you at. Just give yourself a pat on the back because this episode is for you. And I bet you're wondering, how's it for me? Because this episode, we're going to be discussing the do's and the don'ts of personal development. And I bet you're wondering, like, am I doing my personal development right? What am I doing right? What am I doing wrong? Well, that's why I'm here. That's why we're here today. And this episode, that's what we're going to discuss, the do's and the don'ts. It's like a journey that all of us embark on. We, like, at various stages of our lives, we are like, am I doing this right? Am I doing my journey right? Am I doing the right things to develop myself? Or am I hindering my growth? And you'll be surprised. You'll be like, oh, I thought I was doing this right, but it's actually hindering your growth. So today's episode, we're going to discuss the do's and don'ts of personal development, backed by statistics and some insights for you into the incredible value that it brings for our lives. But first, let me hit y'all with the quotes of the day. And my first quote is, have you told yourself how wonderful you are today? This may be the morning, maybe listening to this in the morning, afternoon, at night, wherever it may be, but have you taken the time to, like, appreciate yourself? Tell you, damn, you did a good job today. Or today's going to be a great day because you're going to do this. Send those attentions, but also talking to yourself. Having that positive self-talk as soon as you wake up. Because it's like when we first wake up, we all be like, oh, I got to do this today. I got to do that today. But it's like, nah, take some time for yourself. Take some time. Visualize how you want your day to go. And then as well as celebrate yourself. Like, yo, you're wonderful. You're great. You're going to do some great things today. You're going to change some lives today. You're going to make an impact today. And really having that self-talk for yourself so you don't get that energy boost. Like, have that pep talk with yourself and then, like, all right, now I'm ready for the day. But it's like you have to do that as soon as you wake up or even at the end of the day. Tell yourself, yo, you did great today. You had a great day. You did this right today. And really taking account of everything that you accomplished within that day, whenever you may listen to this, but as well as starting your day with that positive pep talk, self-talk, whatever you want to call it, and really appreciating yourself because nobody's walking in your shoes but you. So understand that. But once again, that quote is, have you told yourself how wonderful you are today? And my second quote is, humans are a work in progress for their entire lives. Take pride in every little step you're taking that moves you forward. We can't all get it done in a day. I know we want to. We're like, oh, I want to get this done in a day so I can accomplish this. But it's like taking that time, knowing that, yo, every day I should focus on getting 1% better in any area of my life or every area of my life getting 1% better. You're building that 1% better up every day, building those habits, building those rituals, building those routines, and it's making the next day easier to where you're like, oh, I got a morning routine today. And the next day you have a morning routine, you follow on that morning routine and understanding, like, I still have to celebrate my wins no matter how small they are. Because I feel like in society, we get our wins, but if they're not big, publicized, we feel like, oh, that's not a win like that. But you gotta understand, like, whatever you had in life, if you're an entrepreneur, you made one sale today, that's a win. Celebrate that. So you know how it feels like, okay, tomorrow I'll get two sales and so forth and so on. So it's like understanding, like, I gotta understand that I'm gonna be a work in progress and I have to take pride in every step that I'm taking towards my goals, towards my future, towards my future self, and understanding, like, yes, I'm a human. I'm a work in progress. I'm not always gonna get it right, but I gotta know, nobody walks in my shoes. Nobody knows what I go through on a daily basis. And understanding, like, yo, if a small win happens, I gotta celebrate that. Acknowledge that instead of pushing it to the side and saying, I'll celebrate the win. Don't celebrate win, celebrate now. Because you celebrate now, it builds that self-esteem up in yourself and you're building up that confidence in yourself and that faith in yourself that you can do anything that you set your mind to. So once again, that quote is, humans are a work in progress their entire lives. Take pride and every little step you are taking that moves you forward. Now, I bet y'all wondering the do's and don'ts of personal development. Yeah, I had to do some research when it came to this, but I understand like we can feel like we're doing the right things when it comes to personal development, but if we don't check in with ourselves or check in with a mentor that we have and seeing that, am I going the right path or am I taking 20 steps back trying to move forward? And it's understanding that we may have to start analyzing and having those end of the week evaluations. That's what I do for myself personally when it comes to my personal development. I set my weekly goals out, which consists of reading every day for 30 minutes in the morning and as well as night, practicing my Spanish 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes at night, journaling at night, meditating in the morning, meditating at least 3 times a day, and doing the little things that develop my personal growth, and really checking at the end of the week, like, okay, did I accomplish these this week or did I fall short? And it's like, if you fall short of those personal weekly goals, it's understanding like, okay, I'm gonna do better next week, and just learning like, all right, why did I fall short? How can I get better for the next week to come? And you understanding that is how you push forward and move forward. And that's what I've learned about myself as well, because we want to be so hard on ourselves. We want to accomplish everything in one day, but it doesn't work like that. We have to understand, like, let me just take it one day at a time. What can I accomplish within this day, within my time frame of this day? So we're going to kick off the first segment with do's, the actions and strategies that can truly propel us on our personal development journey. And number one is a big one that we all know about, is really setting clear goals. You got to set those clear goals. What are the clear goals that you need to set for yourself? And here's a statistic for you. According to a study by the Dominican University, people who write down their goals are 42% more likely to achieve them. So it's like, okay, I got to start writing down my goals, as well as when you write down your goals, put that deadline. Like myself, one of the goals for me is going to the gym 5 times a week. Fell off my gym game, but it's like getting back to setting that goal, setting that intention for, okay, I got to do this on a daily basis to where I'm going to the gym 5 times a week, instead of just letting it go out the window and not really focusing on my progress, or that's hindering my progress because I'm not doing what I need to do, and really holding yourself accountable. That's when this goes big when it comes to setting clear goals, because you have to hold yourself accountable on this journey, because nobody else is going to do it for you, because it's your own growth. So number one, like I said, set clear goals. And the value of setting clear goals, specific goals, provides a roadmap for your personal growth. Once again, the statistics said, according to the study by Dominican University, people who write down their goals are 42% more likely to achieve them. So start writing out your goals, whatever your goals, the big goals, little goals, the impossible goals that you may think it be, write it down, because you give yourself that roadmap and you're most likely to complete them. Number two would be continuous learning. The statistic, the World Economic Forum predicts that by 2025, over 50% of all employees will require significant reskilling and upskilling. So by 2025, that's about what, 2 years from now? Maybe 1 year if you listen to this in 2024, or if you listen to this in 2025, just a year. But you got to require significant reskilling and upskilling. So really enhance your skills and always be constantly learning whatever career or field you're in. Like, I got to constantly be a sponge and being open to learning, and have to tell myself, I don't know it all. Because at the end of the day, once you think you know it all, that's when you create your own demise. Because you don't know it all, whatever any field you're in, even the genius, let's go to Albert Einstein, he didn't know it all, but he knew enough. So it's like always being a student to life and student in your career and your path, instead of letting yourself and your ego think that, oh, I know it all, I don't need to learn anymore. No, be a continuous learner. Always be a student to life. Always be a student to everyone around you, because you can learn something from anybody. You can learn something from a kid. You can learn something from a homeless person. You can learn something from an animal. But just always being open and receptive to those learning times. And the value of lifelong learning ensures you stay relevant in a rapidly changing world. We know how fast things are changing, especially with AI. Most of the jobs will be obsolete by 2025. So it's always reskilling and retooling yourself and sharpening your toolbox when it comes to anything that you're pursuing, any endeavor that you're pursuing, knowing the game, because that's what it is, knowing the game. You know, they say life is like Monopoly, so it's always learning new ways to implement different strategies or different tactics in whatever field you are in. So always be continuously learning no matter what. Never think you know it all. Number three, embrace failure. I'm gonna let that sink in with y'all. Embrace failure. That's what we have to do, because failure is just another stepping stone towards success. Embracing failure helps you know, like, okay, I failed. Okay, why did I fail? How can I do it better next time? What do I need to do to make sure I don't fail next time? And you start dissecting the failure, like, oh, okay, I failed because I did this wrong. Okay, next time I'm gonna do it this way. So it's understanding, like, yeah, it's like a game that you play with yourself when it comes to failure, because you're like, all right, I'm glad I failed because I learned why. That's that repetition of continuous learning. And Thomas Edison famously failed 1,000 times before making a light bulb. So it's like, you won't have to fail to succeed. It's a part of the game. It's a part of the process. Anybody that you see successful now has failed over 1,000 times. So your time is coming, but as long as you stay persistent, as well as learning along the way. And the value, failure is a stepping stone to success, teaching resilience and innovation. So you're being resilient every time you fail. It's like, it's not a setback. It's slowly pushing you forward to success. It's like, oh, I'm getting one step closer. So you're like, okay, it's like I said, it's a game that you're playing with yourself, and you're knowing, like, this is building something within me that whenever failure happens, I'm like, oh, I get happy. It's like you get excited because you know you're that step closer. And innovation. So you fail, but you like learn how to do something different when it comes to that same task. You're like, okay, I failed because of this. Let me apply this strategy so I don't fail next time. And really taking that with a grain of salt as you continuously work and embark on your journey. Number four will be cultivate self-discipline. The statistic, research shows that self-discipline is a key predictor of personal success. Ask yourself right now, are you disciplined? Do you have self-discipline, or do you get unmotivated sometimes? And it happens. It's like motivation isn't going to propel you on your journey. Self-discipline is. So you got to understand, I got to be disciplined in this area of my life. I got to stay disciplined, taking it one day at a time. It's like, okay, you got a big puzzle that you're trying to create, but you got to start with one puzzle piece. And understanding, like, okay, I got to be disciplined every day to do the same routine day in and day out. Because there's going to be days where you may be sick. You may be like feeling like, man, I don't want to do it today. I don't feel like doing it. I ain't in the mood to do it. But it's like, those are the days you really got to dig in and discipline yourself to be like, okay, I got to keep going and doing this. Because those days, you're going to feel more satisfied when you do it versus when you don't. So it's like you can deal with the pain of regret or the pain of pushing yourself through that challenging time. And the value of discipline helps you stick to your goals and maintain consistency. Being disciplined day in and day out. You got this. You know you got this. And something inside you that tells you, yeah, you got this. You just have to be disciplined and consistent at the same time. Number five, networking and mentorship. According to a survey by LinkedIn, if you ain't on LinkedIn, join LinkedIn. It's perfect for the entrepreneurs out there. 85% of jobs are filled through networking. It's not what you know. It's who you know. So start networking with different people in your field. If you're like in the nursing field, or you're in the personal development field, you're in podcasting, you're in fashion industry, whatever it is, you should have a LinkedIn. You should be constantly networking with different people on there, because it's like the Facebook for careers. So if you're not on LinkedIn, sign up today, join, follow me, follow your boy. But get on LinkedIn, start networking with people that's in your circle, outside your circle, and people that you want to soon do business with, or who you want mentorship with. So it's like getting on LinkedIn and really reaching out to different people. Like I said, the statistic, 85% of jobs are filled through networking. I bet you're thinking now, like, yeah, my networking, I've been networking with people, and I've got deals, I've got roles, I've got things that I needed to help me move forward on my journey. So it's constantly networking with different people, anybody that you see, wherever you're at. Always talk to people, even when you're not on the internet, when you're out on the streets. You may be at the gas station or a grocery store. Talk to people. Say, hey, how you doing today? Or hello. And you never know what that conversation may spark. And the value of networking and mentorship, building a strong network and seeking mentorship can provide valuable guidance, and as well as your network equals your net worth. So the more people you know, the more people you network with, you're building that cash value on the other side. And now we jump into the don'ts of personal development. And I bet you're like, all right, I hope y'all been taking notes as well. I should have said that in the beginning. But, you know, the common mistakes that can hinder your personal development journey, for one, this is key for myself. I know we all do it, is procrastination. A study by Pierce Steele, a researcher on procrastination, found that 95% of people procrastinate to some degree. 95%. And that's all of us. We all take that time to procrastinate. We're like, oh, I'll do it later. I'll do it tomorrow. Instead of like, nah, let me do it to now. One thing I can help too, because like what I'm starting to do myself, is having them 4 hours of deep work. No distractions, no phone, no TV, just focusing 4 hours. Just working on your thing, working on your craft, working on your skill, and enhancing that on a daily basis, dedicating 4 hours out your day to work on your skill. That's going to help you elevate, help you level up. And the value behind this is procrastination delays progress. We all know that. Keeps you reaching from your full potential. It's like, oh, I keep procrastinating. I'll do it today. Oh, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it next week. Nah, start now. Do it today. Do it right now instead of pushing it to the side. Because you do it right now, you save time tomorrow to do something else. And number two, this goes with the quote of the day, negative self-talk. It's estimated that 80% of our thoughts are negative. 80% of our thoughts are negative. You probably, throughout this whole episode, you've probably been thinking negative about something that I may have said or something about yourself. It's like, I can't have those negative thoughts consume me. Instead, 80% of our thoughts are negative, which is crazy. So we have to ask ourselves, does this thought serve me? Does this thought bring value to my life, or is it just trying to bring me down? And if it isn't serving you, flip the switch. Like, nah, this thought is not serving me. I got to flip my switch to a positive thought where you think about, okay, today's going to be a great day. Or today I'm gonna make this happen, and think positively. You may have to tell yourself some affirmations or whatever it may be, but don't let that negative talk bring you down. That's all it is in the world. And really be aware and conscious of everything you're consuming, from the music, the podcast, the things that you're watching on TV. Take some time to have that mental break so you don't have that mental breakdown. And the value of negative self-talk, there ain't no value. It's like, just self-limiting beliefs can sabotage your efforts. Positive self-talk is crucial for your growth. So always talk to yourself positive. Nobody's walking in your shoes, it's just you. So it's you versus you at the end of the day. And you got to keep continuously having that positive pep talks with yourself on a daily basis. No matter what, something gets rough, you may get fired, somebody may break up with you, somebody break your heart, somebody may leave you, whatever it may be, still tell yourself, okay, that's a part of my journey. It's a part of my growth. And tell yourself you love yourself, whatever it may be. Have that positive pep talk for yourself so you don't get drained by that negative talk. 80% of our thoughts are negative. So flip that to where 80% of your thoughts are positive and 20% are negative. You have the power. You control your thoughts. Your thoughts, if they ain't serving you, let them go. Number three would be on the don'ts of personal development is ignoring your mental health. I think 2 days ago was World Mental Health Day. Yeah, it was. 2 days ago was World Mental Health Day. So ignoring your mental health. Ask yourself, have I been ignoring my mental health? Have I just been going in a constant cycle and not taking the time to check on me? And that's what we have to do too. We have to check on ourselves. Like, yeah, we got family, we got friends, but you still got yourself. You can't pour from an empty cup. So you have to take that time to check in on you and saying, what did I do right today? How's my mental health? Have I journaled? Have I meditated? Have I practiced my deep breathing? Have I just sat with myself and really collected my thoughts and really taking that time? The statistic says the World Health Organization states that depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. I should like mic drop. But depression is real. If you're watching this right now or you're listening to this right now, check in on yourself. If you've been like, yeah, you've been depressed the last few days because of certain things that happened in your life. You're like, man, I keep going through this depression phase. You're like, how do I get out? Ask for help. Ask for help. You're not in this alone. There's people that love you and care about you that want you to get out of this phase. But it's like really checking in with yourself and not ignoring your mental health. Not like, oh, I'm okay. Nah, don't say that. If you're not okay, find out why. And sometimes you'll have to really seek help outside of your family, because you may have to, like, I need a therapist to talk about this because I don't want to talk about it with my family because they may judge me or look at me a certain way. Reach out for help. There's help out there for you. Especially in this day and age, we have tons of resources to help us get through those rough days, get through those rough times. Every day is not going to be a good day, but there is good in every day. Neglecting mental health can hinder personal development. If you need help, ask for it. I'm here if you want to reach out to me, I'm here to help you any way I can. And if I can't help you in any way, I will help you find the help that'll help you out. But don't ignore your mental health. It is crucial for your personal development. Number 4, fear of change. The American Psychological Association reports that fear of change is a common barrier to personal growth. You have to change. If you don't want to change, you can't stay in the same cycles and circles. I know you, somebody watching this right now, listening to this, wherever you may be at, you like, you want to change your life, but you're like, how do I change? Or you may have that fear of change. Like, if I change this, I may lose this circle of friends. If I change this way, I may not be as close to my family as I once was. But it's like, change is a part of growth. You have to change in order to get what you want and what you deserve. You can't keep going through the same cycles, and it's really frustrating you because you want more for your life, but you don't want to let go of the people that's in your life. Like, we're all, every year of our life is like a chapter in our book. Me, I'm on chapter 31, but it's like, every year, you're going to have to change the chapter to a whole new life, so you have to change. It's like, you're getting wiser, you're not getting younger. So understand, like, I have to embrace change, because change is going to help me become a different person over time. So always embracing change. Embracing change is necessary for our personal development. It leads to adaptability and growth. So don't fear the change, embrace it, because the change is only helping you elevate and evolve into who you are meant to be. You can't always be the same person every day. You always have to change something. You don't wear the same clothes every day, right? You change your clothes. So it's like understanding, like, I have to embrace change because it's for me. Sometimes you have to think about yourself. Sometimes you have to be selfish with you and your time and your change and everything. You can't take everybody with you as you level up. Some people start dropping off, and you'll meet new people who's in that area, who's ready to meet you, but you're holding yourself back. How does that work? Number 5, comparison to others. Comparison is a thief of joy, people. We all know that, but we still do it. I think with social media, we're constantly scrolling on our feeds and we're seeing, oh, they're doing that. Oh, they're doing that. They're doing this. But it's like, that's only somebody's 15-second highlight reel. You can be like, see somebody going, having the time of their lives, but when they're off social media, they're going through a depressive state. They're battling with their demons. And it's understanding, like, I can't compare myself to that person. I have to do the work on myself. And knowing that I can't let my joy go away by my comparison. Me trying to keep up with the Joneses. Research from social comparison theory shows that constant social comparison can lead to decreased self-esteem. I'm gonna let y'all sit with that. The value with this is focus on your own progress rather than comparing yourself to others. It's you versus you. Who you was yesterday versus who you want to be today. Compare yourself to that. Compare yourself to other people. That ain't gonna work. It's only going to lower your self-esteem, lower your self-confidence, and it's going to make you hate yourself because you're not where that person is. And it's like, nah, I can't do that. I have to love myself and compare myself to who I was a year ago, to who I want to be today versus who I want to be next year. And have those barriers and understand, like, it's always me versus me. I can't compare myself, can't let other people dictate my outcomes. I got to focus on me growing, me changing, and me doing what I need to do. But those are the 5 don'ts when it comes to personal development. Comparison to others, fear of change, ignoring your mental health, negative self-talk, as well as procrastination. I'm going to give you a brief break and we're going to hop into the next segment, which will be the value of personal development. Thank y'all. We'll be back. Have you been having problems getting focused or staying focused in your life or different areas in your life? You've been wondering, what is a way I can start being more focused on being more focused and in tune with every situation around me? And one of the things I recommend personally that I've been using for years now, but it's been great helping me with my brain focus, helping me with being more present and mindful of everything around me, is the app Calm. The Calm app uses different techniques to have you meditate, as well as open your mindfulness and open your mind to different possibilities, as well as calming yourself and centering you. So if you haven't used the Calm app yet, or you still been contemplating on, dang, is meditation for me? They have different ones where you can meditate for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. You can also set the timer for yourself. Trying it out and seeing how you feel after. Let me know. Download the app. Let's get back to the show. Last segment, the value of personal development. So why invest in personal development? Let's look at some compelling reasons. Number one, career advancement. Statistics shows that 70% of employers believe that soft skills are just as important as technical skills. And the value of career advancement, personal development enhances soft skills like communication and leadership. So having that personal development, setting those rules and developing yourself as an individual on a daily basis really helps you advance in your career. You can't be introverted all the time. You got to find out ways to be extroverted, find out ways to help yourself grow in whatever field you're in, whatever career you choose. You got to understand, I got to continuously grow. I can't be stagnant or be complacent in my field once I get in. Because if you feel like once you get in, yeah, you do, you get in that first 3 months, you celebrate, yeah, I made it. But it's like, are you going to keep continuously growing, level up to the next position in your field, or are you just going to be content with where you at? And sometimes we get like that. Life places us in that complacency state to where we're like, okay, I did it. I achieved all this hard work. I'm here. Yada, yada, yada. But it's like, okay, we still got to keep leveling up and sharpening our skills, because that personal development starts when you're alone, when you're by yourself, when you're doing the little things. If you're reading every day, if you're learning something new every day, if you're researching, if you are learning a new language, if you're learning what you need to learn within your field, learn how to operate in that field. Number two is happiness and well-being. A study in the journal Emotion found a strong connection between personal development and increased life satisfaction. Self-improvement often leads to a happier and more fulfilling life. So always improving yourself on a daily basis and improving yourself no matter what. Continuously growing and growing and growing, because that's what life is about. You have to grow. You can't be happy with where you are. It's like you can be happy where you are in the first few months, but it's like, okay, what do I need to learn next so I can elevate, so I can go to the next level? Because right here is good, but I want better and I deserve better. That's what we have to tell ourselves. I want better and I deserve better. We can't be in the constant cycle getting caught up in the rat race of life, that thinking, oh yes, I made it, but you're comparing yourself to somebody else's life. It's like understanding, like, I gotta keep moving, keep growing, keep elevating. Number three would be financial success. Research by the University of California found a positive correlation between financial success and personal development. Skills acquired through personal development can lead to higher income and financial security. So that constant personal development, learning about yourself, it raises your income. The more you learn about yourself, the more you take time to be with yourself and do the little work, not the little work, but the real work, the self-work and self-improvement. Number four, improved relationships. A study published in the Journal of Marriage and Family found that personal growth positively impacts relationships. Developing better interpersonal skills enhances relationships with family, friends, and colleagues. So the personal development, it's a value. It brings value to our lives when it comes to our relationships, when it comes to our finances, when it comes to our career advancement, when it comes to our happiness and well-being. Personal development holds a big value within our lives. And we have to do the work to get better. And it's taking it, like I said in the beginning, one day at a time. Doing the little things that help you get better. And one of the books that I recommend when it comes to personal development would be Atomic Habits by James Clear. You read that book, it'll make everything make sense. Trust me, you'll be like, okay, now I get what he's talking about on this 1% better, doing the little things every day on a day in and day out basis, even when you don't feel like it. But in conclusion, personal development is a journey worth embarking on, but it's crucial to follow the do's and the don'ts. Setting clear goals, embracing continuous learning, and learning from failures are vital steps. But on the flip side, procrastination, negative self-talk, and ignoring your mental health can be very detrimental to you. Remember, personal development has the power to enhance your career, increase your happiness, and boost your financial success. Thank you for wherever you're at, wherever you listen to this whole episode. Share this with somebody. I appreciate you for taking the time out of your day to join us on Sauna IE. We hope you gained valuable insights into the world of personal development. But also remember, your journey to self-improvement starts with small steps and a commitment to growth. Continuously growing on a daily basis. Commit yourself to growing. Like every day, I want to grow. Every day, I need to grow. I don't want to be complacent. I don't want to ignore my mental health. I don't want to do the don'ts. I want to do everything that I need to succeed in my life. But stay tuned for our next episode where we'll explore more topics to help you unlock your potential. And I'm going to leave y'all with this. Let your passion burn brighter than your fears. Share this episode. Follow, subscribe. Follow us on YouTube. We are on YouTube as well. Follow us on every social media platform at Sauna IE. Greatly appreciate it. We'll be back with y'all soon with another episode of Sauna IE. Enjoy your week. Peace.